but I'm not. Because it boils down to this. If everyone would drive like you guys do, there would be a lot less accidents and deaths on the highway. So, truck driver, buddy, you're appreciated more than you'll ever know. And we salute you. Now for the prayer. Now, this truck driver's prayer was sent to me by a truck driver from Oklahoma City. He found it at a truck stop, Mary's Cafe in Cairo, Illinois. Now, this prayer means a lot to him, and I think it will you too. So if you will, give a listen and see if it isn't your prayer too. Dear God above, bless this truck I drive and help me keep someone alive. Be my mortal sight this day on streets where little children play. Bless my helper fast asleep when the night is long and deep. And keep my cargo safe and sound through the hours big and round. Make my judgment sound as steel and be my hands upon the wheel. Bless the traveler going past and teach him not to go so fast. Give me strength for every trip so I may care for what they ship. And make me mindful every mile that life is just a little while. Amen.
WRCR 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden has won his first primary in South Carolina. ABC News projecting that Biden will claim his first delegates after easily defeating Minnesota Representative Dean Phillips and author Marianne Williamson in Saturday's contest. Why did this voter from Fort Mill turn out?
I want to show my support for my president, and I feel that a lot of people are very apathetic about primary votes, and some people feel that he's too old, but I do not.
It's Biden's first official primary victory of the 2024 campaign. The U.S. leading a coalition of airstrikes targeting Houthi rebels in Yemen. The Pentagon saying the U.S. and U.K. struck 36 sites around Yemen on Saturday. Iran-backed groups have frequently attacked American interests in shipping in the region during the Israel-Hamas war. California bracing for potentially life-threatening storms with a powerful atmospheric river storm system expected to bring damaging floods, wind, snow, and waves around the Santa Barbara area. This is ABC News. A collection of sneakers that basketball superstar Michael Jordan wore as he and the Chicago Bulls won a 6 NBA championships has fetched $8 million at a New York auction. More from ABC's Chuck Severson.
That's an auction record for game-worn sneakers, says Sotheby's. The collection includes 6 Air Jordan shoes, one apiece from the last games of the 1991, 92, 93, 96, 97, and 98 championship series. Sotheby's didn't identify the buyer and described the seller as a private American collector.
Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley making a surprise appearance on Saturday Night Live last night and taking a question from host Ayo Adeboye.
I was just curious, what would you say was the main cause of the Civil War? And do you think it starts with an S and ends with a lavery?
Yep, I probably should have said that the first time. And live from New York, it's Saturday night.
And I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balkamay. Coming up today, our featured artist will be the Kingdom Heirs.
You do have a revolving audience there at Dollywood, especially, that are not Southern gospel purists, and they don't know these songs like we do. So it's nice to get to present those in a different way to a whole new group of fans.
Plus, coming up in hour two, a spotlight visit with Josh and Ashley Franks.
What's funny about this record is on the front of it, you do see a picture of our family. It looks like the perfect picture. But if you look on the back of that CD, you'll see a funny little caption. That's really who our family is.
Mm-hmm. It's all great gospel coming up right here on The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats.
The hardest thing to do is let my heart tell time to grieve, a time to dance, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to grieve, a time to dance.
And New River with Dance. Our featured artist today is the Kingdom Heirs. The group has undergone a lot of change in recent years. In 2022, longtime lead singer Arthur Rice left the Kingdom Heirs to become a church music director. At that point, Lauren Harris moved up from baritone to the lead role, and Andy Stringfield resumed a dual role of baritone and pianist. The shakeup continued in 2023 with the departure of the longtime bass singer Jeff Chapman to join Gold City, and Jacob Ellison to take a position with a church in Florida. Former Kingsman Quartet tenor Joshua Harrell and former Monument Quartet and Songfellows bass singer Brad Smith stepped into the vacant roles. A guitarist and occasional vocalist John Young was added around the same time, giving the group a four-piece band. Later that year, health issues forced Lauren Harris off stage for a couple of months, eventually leading to his resignation in September. Former Kingsman lead singer Chris Bryant was then announced as the new lead singer on the first night of the 2023 National Quartet Convention. Longtime member and drummer Dennis Murphy talks about some of the changes.
Well, you know, it's not like we haven't had any changes, but unexpected one that come our way was our most recent one was Lauren Harris. He was our lead singer for about a year, and he started out baritone, then moved to lead. And with his medical issues, he just decided that he could no longer. You know, he lives 2 hours away, and with the seizures he's been having, unexpected, of course. But we were on vacation the first week of August, and he had two seizures in Orlando, and he don't even remember being in Orlando. And this is stuff that's public knowledge anyway. He's put it out on Facebook, and we've talked along the way, and he just decided it was time to hang it up. His parents, he figured it up. He told us out of the last 12 months that he had driven 2 months to Dollywood. He said, "My parents aren't getting any younger, and I can't depend on people anymore to get me up there." And I think it was a win-win for both of us. It was one of those blessings in disguise, simply because we have to move on, and Lauren knew that. And Lauren has to get this in his rearview mirror so he can begin to heal. And hopefully the stress of driving will take some of that off of him, and it'll work, I hope.
That's Dennis Murphy. Some of the big news at the Quartet Convention last year was the announcement that Chris Bryant was joining the Kingdom Heirs.
You know, I started this year in solo and had plans to continue doing that. And then, of course, the stuff with Lauren happened. And I know all these guys, friends with these guys. They called me. I live within an hour of Dollywood. And so they kind of asked me one day, said, "How many Kingdom Heirs songs do you know?" And I said a lot. And I was wrong. I didn't know near as many as I thought I did. But when I showed up, it kind of fit. And I love these guys. And so when the door open, it was something I was just glad to be able to step into.
He knew the songs we didn't know.
Yeah.
We're the one had to learn songs when he came.
The group has re-recorded their project Something Good Volume 3 with all new vocals on the project.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, a lot of these songs, we kind of take it for granted. And I know all the Something Good albums are like that. They're all songs that are kind of industry standards and songs that all of us know. But it amazes me how many fans will walk out and say, "That's the first time I've heard that." You know, were you guys the first one to record that? We've been asked that on songs like Glory Road. "Look for Me at Jesus," like, "Is that your song?" I mean, because you do have a revolving audience there at Dollywood, especially, that are not Southern gospel purists, and they don't know these songs like we do. So it's nice to get to present those in a different way to a whole new group of of fans.
That's Chris Bryant, and here are the Kingdom Heirs with Glory Road.
Is this road you're traveling dark, deserted, or dim? Is there hope for tomorrow? Put your trust in Him. On this glory road I'm traveling, many times I stumble on my way, but praise the Lord, I'll soon be leaving to that land of perfect peace and endless
Kingdom Heirs. Tenor singer Josh Harrell talks about the song that was the very first single from the project, called I'm Forgiven.
This song was actually first recorded back in the 70s, I think 73, by the Imperials. And I know Gaither re-recorded it, but this is actually, I hear a lot of people come to the product table after we're done and we're like, what CD is that song on? Because I like y'all's take on it.
That's Joshua Harrell, and here are the Kingdom Heirs with I'm Forgiven.
A place in my heart, a place that no one else can fill. But sin kept your spirit from working in me. I couldn't look at life honestly until the day my will gave away to the truth that I found in you. I never knew just how good it could be to stand in your presence totally free. Now I'm forgiven. Now I have a reason for living. Jesus keeps giving and giving, giving till my heart overflows. I'm forgiven. Now I have a reason for living. Jesus keeps giving and giving, giving till my heart overflows.
I slip and fall. You are a God who forgives and forgets. Now I'm gonna give you my all.
Now I'm forgiven. Now I have a reason for living. Jesus keeps giving and giving, giving till my heart overflows. I'm forgiven. Now I have a reason for living. Jesus keeps giving and giving, giving till my heart overflows.
Hold this life that you placed in my heart
is a love that will never depart.
Send on me here to the end of my rope. And now he's given me a brand new role.
I'm forgiven.
Yeah. Now I'm forgiven. Now I have a reason for living. Jesus keeps giving and giving, giving till my heart overflows. I'm forgiven. Now I have a reason for living. Jesus keeps giving and giving, giving till my heart overflows.
I'm Forgiven, the Kingdom Heirs from their project, Something Good, Volume 3. We have much more coming up today. I'm Rodney Balkum, and you are listening to The Gospel Greats.
If you're looking for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, join your friends at Park Street Christian Church, where truth has come from the Bible for 135 years. Park Street Christian Church is a New Testament church, believing that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. It's not a bunch of stories, but is history written down. Join them Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to the Gospel Greats on WRCO Radio here in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Dense fog advisory in effect until 10 this morning for Sauk County. As for today, highs in the mid-40s, so another warm day. Northeast winds 5 to 8, scattered fog early, otherwise partly cloudy. Tonight, partly cloudy as well, with patchy fog returning, lows of 26 and light winds. Monday, we start the week off with another warm day, highs in the mid-40s and a mixture of sun and clouds. And then Tuesday, partly cloudy, highs could be close to 50 degrees. At 19 minutes, though, after 6 o'clock, it is 23 degrees.
The Gospel Greats!
Welcome back to The Gospel Greats. In just a moment, we'll enjoy the Mylon Hayes Family and the Jordan Family Band. Here is the Promised Land Quartet with Golden Road.
I have walked through the wilderness on the way to the promised land. Marched around the walls of the enemy till that enemy fell into my hands. Some days I'm weary, but I don't give up. I keep going, knowing
sure enough, my feet will walk the golden road someday. My final destination on the narrow way started at the cross, and when I crossed to the pearly gates, my feet will walk the golden road someday. My feet will walk the golden road someday.
I'm a pilgrim living here below. Step by step, I am on my way. Don't you see, I've got to keep my feet a-going till I finally see my Savior face to face. I might start running and I might just dance, kicking up the dust of the
promised land. My feet will walk the golden road someday. My final destination on the narrow way started at the cross, and when I crossed to the pearly gates, my feet will walk the golden road someday. My feet
will walk the golden road someday. Some days I'm weary, but I don't give up. I keep going, knowing sure enough. I might start running and I might just dance, kicking up the dust of the promised land. My feet will walk the golden road someday. My final destination on the narrow way. Started at the cross and when I crossed to the pearly gates. My feet will walk the golden road someday. My feet will walk the golden road someday. My feet will walk the golden road someday. Some days I'm weary but I don't give up. I keep going knowing sure enough. I might start running and I might just dance, kicking up the dust of the promised land. My feet will walk the golden road someday. My final destination on the narrow way. Started at the cross and went across to the pearly gates. My feet will walk the golden road someday. My feet will walk the golden road someday. My feet will walk the golden road someday.
The Promised Land Quartet. We all have go-to scriptures when times are tough and we need something from God's Word. Josh Jordan tells us about his.
Riding down the road this morning and thinking about some of my favorite scriptures, my go-to scriptures, and one of them has definitely always been 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. And I'll never forget my preacher illustrating that all, that word all. This is so small, but yet it's so powerful, that word all, casting all your care. That means there's nothing too short, nothing too tall, nothing too big, nothing too small, casting all your care. He cares about the very least of our problems just as much as He does the very biggest of our problems.
That's Josh Jordan, and here is the Jordan Family Band with In God's Time.
It's getting tough. Picking up the broken pieces of the world you once knew. It's hard to know what's coming next or what to do. You've been made to feel it's wrong to ask God why. But if you'll talk to Him, you'll find He really don't mind. And in God's time,
peace, and in God's time, in God's way.
next time, the Jordan Family Band. Kennedy Hayes tells us about the Mylan Hayes family's new song.
It just talks about what every believer should be living out every day of our life, and that is the Great Commission. In Mark 16:15, it says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." And that's our mission as the Mylan Hayes family, to just tell everyone we meet about the greatest story ever told.
That's Kennedy Hayes, and here is the Mylan Hayes family with Carry the Glorious Gospel.
Carry the glorious gospel, children, tell everyone you meet. Carry the glorious gospel, children, over the land and sea. Spread the good news of His salvation, sing and shout it to every nation. Carry the glorious gospel, children, of the Lord our King.
Tell of the cornerstone rejected,
how He died and was resurrected.
Let them know He alone can save,
by His blood sin is washed away. Carry the glorious gospel, children, tell everyone you meet. Carry the glorious gospel, children, over the land and sea. Spread the good news of His salvation, sing and shout it to every nation. Carry the glorious gospel, children, of the Lord our King.
Point to the signs of His returning.
Show the heart of a bride that's yearning.
With great joy share the news of Christ, coming soon in the eastern sky.
Carry the glorious gospel, children, tell everyone you meet. Carry the glorious gospel, children, over the land and sea. Spread the good news of His salvation, sing and shout it to every nation. Carry the glorious gospel, children, of the Lord our King. Spread the good news of His salvation, sing and shout it to every nation. Carry the glorious gospel, children of the Lord our King. Carry the glorious gospel, children, tell everyone you meet. Carry the glorious gospel, children, over the land and sea. Spread the good news of His salvation, sing and shout it to every nation. Carry the glorious gospel, children of the Lord our King. Good news of His salvation, sing and shout it to every nation. Carry the glorious gospel, children of the Lord our King. Carry the glorious gospel, children of the Lord our King. Carry the glorious gospel, children. Salvation, sing and shout it to every nation. Carry the glorious gospel, children of the Lord our King. Carry the glorious gospel, children, tell everyone you meet. Carry the glorious gospel, children, over the land and sea. Spread the good news of His salvation, sing and shout it to every nation. Carry the glorious gospel, children of the Lord our King. Spread the good news of His salvation, sing and shout it to every nation. Carry the glorious gospel, children of the Lord our King. Carry the glorious gospel, children of the Lord our King.
Carry the glorious gospel, the Mylan Hayes family. In just a moment, we'll have more with our featured artist today, the Kingdom Heirs. You're listening to The Gospel Greats.
100.9.
Start your day the right way. It's the Roundup with Phil and Hank.
With Phil and Hank.
Weekday mornings around 7:20 from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Right, I'm in Roy.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the Director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
It's 28 minutes away from the 7 o'clock hour as you're tuned in to Country and Community WRCO. Going on today, American Legion Post 13 in Richland Center will host a biscuits and gravy scrambled eggs breakfast that'll be from 7 until gone. The free will offering will be collected to support the Flag Park, so that will be going on shortly. Also, there are still openings available for the first shift at the annual Sandy Reitz Memorial 9-Pin Tap Tournament today at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The first shift will begin at 9:45. Cost to enter, $10. All proceeds will benefit Walk with Grace.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. We have more with the Kingdom Heirs, and we'll get to know their new bass singer in just a moment. Right now, Scotty Inman with his new song called My God.
Who calls a sleeping sun to end the night? Washes off this world with morning light? Who paints the sky above us with mercy burning bright? My God. Who turns the frozen winter into spring? Gives summertime cicadas a song to sing? Who's worthy of our worship? The giver of all good things, my God, the great and mighty King who reigns on high, my God, He's by my side even in the fire. He was, He is, and forever He will be, my God, amen. Who caused the prodigal to come on home? Us faith to trust the power that rolled away the stone. That's just what He does. That's just God being God. My God, the great and mighty King who reigns on high. My God, He's by my side even in the fire. He was, He is, and forever He will be.
Scotty Inman. By the way, his new album is due out on March 22nd. Our featured artist this week is the Kingdom Heirs. Well-known bass vocalist Jeff Chapman left the group in 2023, and the search was on to find the next great bass singer for the Kingdom Heirs. Jeff Chapman recommended Brad Smith. Brad shares his Southern Gospel resume.
I started Brad Shear Family, went on with the Southman Quartet, and then the Impacts out of Louisville, Kentucky. I was with them for about 10 years. And from there, I actually started out a tenor singer. I turned 30 years old, my voice dropped, and I was doing a lot of work with J.D. Sumner, and he said I'd last longer if I would focus on singing bass. So him and another bass singer named Hovey Walker worked with me, Brock Spear passed away, so I went with the New Spears, and then from there went with the Statesman Quartet, and then I was with the Blackwood Family for about 15 years off and on. I got into stand-up comedy, of all things, for about 6 years. Still do that somewhat, but Jeff Chapman called me, and I hadn't sung bass in 6 years, so these guys have been very patient with me to get my feet back under me.
I asked Brad if it was difficult following in the footsteps of Jeff Chapman.
I felt like I knew what my voice should be able to do, and it wasn't doing it, so I was a little frustrated, but it's starting to get back to where it is. It's supposed to be where I want it to be anyway, and I've enjoyed it. I appreciate Jeff, believing in me and recommending me, and I love being here.
Brad's featured on the new album on the classic I've Never Been This Homesick Before.
I've heard that song my whole life. I've never heard a bass singer sing it, and that's one of the songs I actually struggled with, and I knew the words to this one. I auditioned with that song and didn't realize that Jeff was singing that high, so the guys lowered it for me, and we're encoring it three times. These rascals are running all over the stage, and people are just blowing up out of the benches. And we're having a lot of fun with it.
That's Brad Smith, and here are the Kingdom Heirs with I've Never Been This Homesick.
There's a light in the window, a table spread in splendor, someone standing by the open door. I can see a crystal river, so I must be near forever. Lord, I've never been this homesick before.
See the bright light shine, it's just about home time. I can see my father standing at the door.
Can see the family gathered, sweet faces so familiar. No one's old or feeble anymore. Oh, this lonesome heart is crying. Think I'll spread my wings for flying. Lord, I've never been this homesick.
Lord, I've never been this whole.
I've never been this homesick. The Kingdom Heirs. In addition to singing bass with the Kingdom Heirs, Brad Smith also stars in a comedy routine called Hillbillies in the Holler.
They're on Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and we do sketch comedy like Hee Haw. We write sketch comedy, good clean comedy for all ages.
Brad is also spotlighted on the Something Good Volume 3 project on the song I Know What Lies Ahead.
That's the Oak Ridge Boys brought it out, what, about a dozen years ago or something like that? And I've always loved that song, so I'm looking forward to singing that.
That's Brad Smith, and here are the Kingdom Heirs with I Know What Lies Ahead.
This road I'm on is straight and narrow, but it leads to a better home. It was laid by Christ one day at Calvary while he suffered all alone. This road may lead over many high mountains and valleys dark and low, but I'll walk each day with sweet assurance and I'll safely reach my home. Ahead there's joy and gladness and rest for the weary soul. Ahead there's peace and contentment, everybody will be happy and whole.
I'll be
at home with Jesus where tears will never be shed. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead.
While on this road I get so weary and often my feet would stray, but a gentle hand still leads me onward and helps me to find my way. As I climb each hill and cross each valley, by his hand I'm daily led. But I won't look back, gotta keep right on walking, for I know what lies ahead.
Ahead there's joy and gladness and rest for the weary soul.
Ahead
there's peace and contentment, everybody will be happy and whole.
I'll be
at home with Jesus where tears will never be shed. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead. Ahead there's joy and gladness and rest for the weary soul. Ahead there's peace and contentment, everybody will be happy and whole.
I'll be
at home with Jesus where tears will never be shed. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead.
I Know What Lies Ahead, the Kingdom Heirs, and we'll have more with the group in hour two, and in just a moment, our Southern Gospel Headlines of the Week.
I fish. I clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I provide fishing and water safety education to kids. And I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. All because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchased protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. Learn more at takemefishing.org.
Well, it's 14 minutes away from the 7 o'clock hour as you're tuned in to Country and Community WRCO. I'm Bo Hendricks with you on this Sunday morning, where it is 23 degrees, a dense fog advisory for Sauk County until 10 this morning. Otherwise, though, should be a warmer day today. Look for partly cloudy skies once we're past the scattered early fog. Northeast winds 5 to 8 and highs in the mid-40s. Tonight, partly cloudy, the return of patchy fog and lows of 26 with light winds. Monday, highs back into the mid-40s with a mix of sun and clouds. Tuesday, partly cloudy, highs of close to 50. Wednesday, the extended outlook calling for highs in the lower 50s as clouds roll in. Thursday, highs of 53, occasional rain showers likely, otherwise pretty gray out. Friday, cloudy with a few rain showers possible, highs down to 47. And then a cooler Saturday, highs of around 39 and mostly cloudy. At this time, though, is we are at 23 degrees.
The Gospel Greats.
Welcome back to The Gospel Greats. Coming up in just a moment, our Southern Gospel headlines for the week. Right now, the Ben Rochester family with Living Water, Bread of Life.
Like a deer panting for the water, I was thirsty for so long, I was so dry. So I set out on my journey, not sure what I would find, but I found an everlasting river of life. It's just like falling rain, and I will never thirst again. Living water, bread of life, come and quench this thirst within me, fill this hunger deep inside. For so long I have been empty, nothing else will satisfy. You alone are what I need, Lord. Living water, bread of life. Had searched this whole world over for the answer, wanting just to fill this void inside. All the things that were material that could not satisfy, for my hungering was for the bread of life. Like manna from above, and I could never get enough. A living water, bread of life, come and quench this thirst within me, fill this hunger deep inside. For so long I have been empty, nothing else will satisfy. You alone are what I need, Lord. Living water, bread of life. You alone are what I need, Lord. Living water.
Water, bread of life, the Ben Rochester family. And now for our Southern Gospel headlines for the week. Philip Hughes, vocalist with Real Truth Revival and formerly Harmony Creek, the Melody Masters, the Kingsmen, Anchorman, and the Harvesters, passed away unexpectedly Wednesday, January 24th, of a heart attack at the young age of 56. Please keep the Hughes family in your prayers. Promoter Kenny Wise, 85, of Washington, Illinois, passed away on Sunday, January 21st. Kenny loved Southern gospel music and from the early 1960s and late 1970s promoted many professional gospel groups in Peoria and the Quad Cities. For 55 years, he attended the National Quartet Convention. Our condolences to the Heiss family. The Hoppers made this post on social media. It's with great pleasure we announce that Claude is doing quite well with the aid of his new medication. All the messages, calls, and prayers have truly been felt. The love and support we have been shown is unmatched. We all say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And the number one song on the Singing News Weekly chart comes from Karen Peck and New River from their album 222, Cheese.
Going forth with weeping, sowing for the master, is harder than you think that it would be. There are days of sorrow that seem so heavy laden, but there is joy wherever he may lead. So carry on, we will carry on, though the harvest now is full of grief. The day will come, he promised you and me, that we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Sowing in the sunshine, sowing in the shadows, even when our strength is almost gone. Holding to the promise, God knows what we are facing, and He will turn out.
That's Karen Peck and New River. And that'll wrap things up for hour one of the program. Coming up in hour two, more of our visit with the Kingdom Heirs. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the Director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
It's just a couple minutes away from 7 o'clock as you're listening to the Gospel Greats on WRCO. In sports, the Milwaukee Bucks picked up a win over the Dallas Mavericks yesterday, 129-117. So, snapping their two-game skid as they got back on the winning side of things. Still, just one game now ahead of Cleveland for first place in the Central Division. The next action for the Milwaukee Bucks, well, they don't have long to recoup. They're still on the road as they will be taking on in tonight's game, Utah, with a 7 o'clock tip-off time, which you can hear over on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. For today, scattered fog early, otherwise partly cloudy, highs in the mid-40s. Tonight, lows in the mid-20s, partly cloudy with patchy fog returning, and a mix of sun and clouds to start the week off Monday. Highs, again, in the mid-40s.
The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome back for hour two of The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balkum, and coming up in hour two, we'll continue our conversation with the Kingdom Heirs.
In between every show, man, I was out riding rides, a log flume, come back wet. But that's the stuff I used to do when I was a kid. They're doing it.
Plus, a spotlight visit with Josh and Ashley Franks.
Hi, friends. This is Priscilla Franks, and you're listening to my favorite radio DJ, Rodney Balkum, on the Gospel Greats.
Good girl. That was bad.
When my world gets heavy, weighed down by the troubles of this life, I look up to the clouds and daydream about that sweet by and by. Start thinking about heaven. I've heard the streets are paved with gold. I can't imagine it cause I ain't there yet. But here's what I've been told. In my Father's house, there are many rooms. I'm talking about a mansion for me and a mansion for you. When he parts those clouds, I think about family, the good.